Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio, and it's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We've got a lot going on. It's going to be a busy week and a busy 2 weeks, so we need to get on our knees. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you and we give thanks to you for all the many blessings that you have bestowed on us, for we know that we are unworthy. But we thank you, Father, for your love and your grace and your mercy and for your forgiving nature. Oh, how you love it when your children come home. Thank you, Father. We ask always for your protection. We are living in uncertain times. I guess every year has been an uncertain time. Each generation has had it. But we need your protection in this land today, Father. Bless us with the wisdom greater than that of Solomon. Give us the strength. Make us bold, a bold people, and anoint us with your wisdom and gift us with the power of discernment. Let us show love in all that we do, but may we know when to punish our enemies and make us humble and repentant people. I ask for your blessings upon CSC Talk Radio and on me, Abba Father. Bless my guest today as we make an announcement and a plea to Americans to stand up for what is right and what is righteous. I feel anxious with each passing day, Abba Father. Calm my spirit. Give me strength to meet the challenges I have personally and to be a patriot, a Christian patriot who will press onward for liberty, which you have granted to us all. For such a time as this, I pray, I am no Queen Esther, Father, but I may all who hear bow their heads and ready their spirits. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Many states across this land, and it'll take brave statesmen in each of our states to fight this evil virus we call communism. Briefly this morning, we're going to chat about that. And in the coming days, I will be talking about property rights and other abhorrence, which we are facing, and that's being implemented and plotted against we the people. But the Democrat Communist Party and the media and the bureaucrats, they are not shy about what they're doing to you. Tomorrow, we will look into the Executive Order 14008 and the plan to take your land. I'm feeling anxious, my dear friends, and it is time to take action. We cannot expect others to go first. Each one of us must take the attitude, I will lead. Here am I. Send me. Today, we have, at least in this segment, we have Ken Spangler. We're going to talk about what I had mentioned last week, the Missouri Republican Assembly, the 2021 pledge, that platform rally that will be happening this Wednesday on April 7th. And we're just going to let Ken come on and talk to us about what is taking place there. Ken, welcome to CSC Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Beth Ann. It's a privilege to be on this program.
Well, thank you for that. But you're taking the lead on this big rally that's taking place. It's called the MRA rally, which is Missouri Republican Assembly, and you are the president of this organization. Is that correct? Do I have my information correct?
Well, I'm the president of a chapter in Christian County, Missouri. This has been
good county.
this has been a joint effort of folks all throughout the MRA, from central Missouri to St. Louis area down here to Southwest. And the rally is called the Pledge the Platform Rally, and it's addressed to all, but especially elected Republican politicians.
Mm.
We have a good Republican Party platform. It is what we as Republicans believe. And many of us became Republicans based on the statements in the platform. But most Republican politicians ignore or reject it. Therefore, they're rejected.
Oh, yeah. They ignore and reject a lot of other things, too.
Amen.
What is the platform that you're talking about? Let's just give our listeners a little bit of a just kind of sum it up. I think I know, but let's give that.
Sure. We call ourselves the watchdogs of the Republican Party platform for a reason. We are dedicated to self-government, limited government. We are pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, dedicated to all of the inalienable rights and the protection thereof. We're grassroots, we're not tyranny top-down, and our plan is to unite constitutional conservatives under traditional values and founding principles.
You know, it's disheartening to see where this country is going, and I know you feel the same way, or you wouldn't be doing what you're doing, because it's time consuming. You know, you can't go fishing, you can't go do something else. And I was talking to a young man yesterday, Ken, and he wants to get involved. He wants to do something. He says, I'm not a politician. He says, but I'm worried about the future. He said, I want to do something, maybe run for office. He hasn't been able to get anybody in his area in the Republican Party to listen to him.
You know,
that kind of concerns me a little bit.
Yeah, totally. We understand that. And as a matter of fact, in this Pledge the Platform rally, we are featuring four of the current representatives and senators that we were instrumental in helping to elect. Representative Brian Seitz from Branson, Jared Taylor from Billings, Senator Mike Moon from Southwest Missouri, and Senator Eric Burleson from Green and Christian County.
Awesome.
These things are not easily done because we don't have the commitment of the central committees, and that's pitiful.
It is pitiful. Well, I might give you this young man's name off the air. Maybe after I get off the air, we can talk a little bit. You give me a call in the office.
Okay.
Because I'm anxious. Maybe he shouldn't run for office. I don't know. But he is somebody who's very anxious, and he says, I'm concerned. I go to some of these meetings, he said, and he was talking about Chamber of Commerce. He said, I begin to think they're all Marxists. and he's not a radical. He's not a radical. He's just a concerned young man with a family and wants to do something. And he's been attending meetings and you know, he sent me some information. I've shared some with him. I think all Americans need to take that attitude that I will lead. We can't let someone else do this for us. So let's give the information on how people. I can't be there. It's at 10 o'clock in the morning. That's when I'm right here. But it's April. Is it the 17th?
No, the 7th.
The 7th is what I had
Wednesday
on my mind.
From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Capitol Rotunda.
Yes.
And one of the most important parts about this, other than the fact we will have speakers like John Bruner and Mark and Patricia McCloskey from St. Louis, who should be hailed as heroes and instead
Absolutely.
Are being prosecuted for defending their property. But most importantly, all attendees will be given a copy of the Republican Party platform to take to their senator and their representative to say, read it, follow it.
All right, that is April 7th. That's this Wednesday from 11 to 2 p.m. at the Capitol Rotunda there at the Capitol Building in Jefferson City, Missouri. Even if you're from out of state, you might want to attend and figure out how to get one started in your state, because it is going to be the states that bring America home. Ken,
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being with me. Let's talk after the show. I think Bob has my office number. It's 573-7962. What is that? 2166. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I almost gave my personal number. And we will be right back.
Thanks a lot.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Join Jason Chavis Tuesday, May 4th for Vitae Foundation's 29th annual pro-life event. Jason is a former congressman and now a Fox News contributor. While serving as representative, Jason rose to chairman of the powerful House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Only the fifth time in 100 years a three-term representative ascended to such a position. Jason is passionate about the value of life, and so is Vitae. Vitae's digital marketing strategies promote a culture of life while connecting women who are facing unplanned pregnancies with life-saving resources at local pregnancy help centers. Don't miss Jason Chavis. May 4th, reserve your seat today for either the luncheon or the dinner event. Go to adsforlife.org. Join Jason Chavis and the Vitae Foundation May 4th, Jefferson City at the Capitol Plaza Hotel and Convention Center. Register now before the event sells out. adsforlife.org. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I felt like I was on a sprint in that segment. We needed to get that done really fast. I didn't know I was going to have that till this morning. We kind of changed plans. I had another direction to go this morning, and we changed plans with bringing Ken on. But remember, if you're in Missouri, and even if you're on the outskirts of Missouri, or you're out of state and you just happen to be here, you might want to attend this rally just to get an idea. Americans have got to start standing up. We've let the bullies push us long enough. Long enough. What's the old song? Yeah, you don't have to be a man to fight, but sometimes if you're a man, you got to fight.
There you go.
Something like that. It's an old country song. You need to, I think it was done by, who sang that? Was that Rogers? I think that was Kenny Rogers that sang that song. Anyway, we've got to stand up and start to fight. So this is coming up this Wednesday from 11 to 2 p.m. in Jefferson City, Missouri at the Capitol Rotunda. It's a beautiful Capitol. I know everybody probably says that about their Capitol, but Missouri does have a beautiful Capitol. This is grassroots folks that they are trying to bring Missouri home. You know, it's how it's going to have to start, my friends. You got to bring your state home before we can bring America home. I wrote several articles here in the last few years. And last year I decided to start titling them and putting them in a folder called An American Perspective. Last year, about a year ago, right around April the 28th, I wrote America, the Field of Dreams. Well, this year it's about time for that again, and I decided I'd pull that piece out this morning after all that took place with the baseball once again. And I'm going to read what President Donald Trump has said, the 45th president. He's come out with a comment. Now, if you know what's been going on, Georgia is putting together a bill or a law to ensure the integrity of their elections. And integrity seems to be a nasty, dirty word to those on the left. You see, the H.R. 1 that they're passing on the federal level, that they're trying to pass, we're hoping that it doesn't get done. It's all about legalizing everything they did illegally in 2020. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind that the election was fraudulently taken. It had several things that were done besides the dead people that voted and the people who were voting twice because they lived one place and would vote there and then still hadn't moved their registration from another state and voted there, voted absentee here, voted, I mean, it just went nuts. But then those Dominion machines were hacked in by other countries, in particular, China. So you might ask yourself, why does China care? Why do they care about our elections? Well, I think that's kind of obvious, don't you? Why they would care about our elections? So President Donald Trump made this statement because after this happened, a couple of large corporations decided to pull out of Georgia. Georgia was supposed to be the home this year of the All-Star game, baseball game. And so the head of baseball moved it, took it out. I think they'd be able to sue them. I don't like suing, but I think they'd be able to because it was a contract. Even, this is probably the only thing I'll ever say good about Stacey Abrams. Even Stacey Abrams was upset about that because that's punishing Georgians. Yeah. But you see, Stacey, that's what you do, is you punish people that don't think the way you do. So Donald Trump came out with this statement. For years, the radical left Democrats have played dirty by boycotting products when anything from that company is done or stated in any way that offends them. Now they are going big time with woke council culture and our sacred elections. It is finally time for Republican and conservatives to fight back. I like the way he puts that separate. We have more people than they do. Far more. Boycott Major League Baseball. Boycott Coca-Cola. Boycott Delta Airlines. Boycott J.P. Morgan Chase. Viacom, CBS, Citigroup, Cisco, UPS, and Merck. Don't go back to their products until they relent. We can play the game better than them. They didn't even get approval of state legislatures, which is mandated under the U.S. Constitution. They rigged and they stole our 2020 presidential election, which we won by a landslide. And then, on top of that, boycott scare companies into submission. Never, ever submit. Never give up. The radical left will destroy our country if we let them. We will not become a socialist nation. And he gave this yesterday, which happened to be, and then he said Happy Easter at the end of that. My friends, Donald Trump has it right. Except for that last statement. That depends on you. Will we become a socialist nation? And let me tell you right now, it's not about social programs. It's communism. The executive order we're going to look in depth at tomorrow. It's about taking your land. It's about taking all that you own. Everything you have belongs to them. Now, I'm going to mention something here real quick. We're going to do a show about this as well. Social credit system. This is something that China has implemented. The U.S. is calling it ESG. And what they do is they rate you socially. And whatever rating you have socially kind of puts a brand on you. marks you. You might not be able to get an airline ticket. You might not be able to travel. You might not be able to eventually buy groceries or get a job or live in a certain community. In China, the young man that was showing me this, and I've got some articles I've got to study up on it, he said they've got it refined where if you're talking to somebody and you're conservative, they get a signal and they'll tell on you. And that's what we've been encouraged. You remember, even in the Clinton administration and even in the Bush administration, they want you to tell on your neighbor. And people are doing it. He didn't wear a mask. They were outside and there was too many cars in their yard and I know they had too many people in that house. They weren't socially distancing. Well, this is an article by Ruben Cuto and it's on the American Greats. He says, take me out of the ball game. He's talking about how, even as a very young child, his father started taking him to baseball open season game. When this took place in Georgia, or with some of the things that they are doing with Major League Baseball, he decided not to go to the first game. Plus, it was going to be $1,500 to go to the open game for the Dodgers. Yeah, it's the first problem. He's a Dodger fan. But anyway, his wife said, well, just take it out of savings and go. It's important to you. Because he hadn't missed an opening day since he was a little kid. But he decided he wasn't going to do this. He said, but then baseball commissioner Rob Manfred made that bitter pill easier for me to swallow. He announced last week at the 2021 All-Star Game would be moved from Atlanta as a punishment for Georgia's election reform bill, which Governor Brian Kemp signed on March 25th. Aside from a raging pandemic, 2020 will also be remembered for a controversial presidential election, as the Governor Kemp was within his rights to pursue legislation that would make it harder for people to vote, not to vote, but would legally make it harder for people to cheat. It's not about not letting them vote. It's about not letting them cheat. He said, the good voters of Georgia are free to take action against this bill in accordance with their consciences. But it isn't up to Major League Baseball to do it. That's what he's trying to tell you here. It isn't up to Coca-Cola to tell you what to think or to tell states what they can and cannot do or other companies. Remember, Coca-Cola says you need to think more white, think less white. All they see is color. But it's not about color, it's about character. I found this very interesting, particularly with the opening season of baseball. And then I have an article by a Paul Gottfried, A Government of Thugs and Thugs for Thugs, by Thugs and for Thugs. Do you feel bullied? Because I do. And I almost feel like this little kid that, what can I do? Well, I'm doing all I can, I think. But it's time that all of us, every one of us who love this nation, who love freedom and liberty, who care about our children and our grandchildren, start standing up and saying, use me, Father. Take me. Let me lead. And we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800 978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. That's 800-296-1213.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. By the way, I like black jelly beans. That just came out of nowhere, didn't it?
My sister-in-law brought me some chocolate down at the lake this weekend when they came for a visit.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't get any chocolate. Well, anyway, we were talking about Easter during the break. Excuse us, folks. This gentleman that wrote this article about baseball, and where will all the political coercion lead? Will Mookie Betts boycott Seattle Mariner games to protest the Chad Chaz? Will hot dog distributors engage in political blackmail by withholding their wieners? Will Anheuser-Busch ride their Clydesdales over defiant voters who prefer limited government? Will this new virus of political infiltration permeate every aspect of our lives? Must it be so? He said, before this happened, I considered my wife's offer of dipping into our savings to pay a ridiculous amount of money to an LLC worth billions of dollars to watch talented millionaires simply hit and catch a baseball. After all, my opening day streak is at 42 years. But now I realize all things must end, including my passion for Major League Baseball.
Well, now that is sad.
I will always be a Dodgers fan, even if Major League Baseball and, by extension, the Dodgers are not a fan of me. You see, he's got it right. they could care less about the fans. Kind of like Hollywood. They have no idea where they got their money. It's us little people out here. He said, I began my opening day streak when I was a child, but that does not mean I have to abide by Major League Baseball treating my fellow Americans like children. He said, let Rob Manfred take his game and go home. I will find something else to do. I have to. You know, why don't we start little ball games in our communities? They're more fun to watch anyway. And I'm not talking about Little League games. I'm talking about some of the others. Just get some people together and play ball.
Is church league softball?
They still have church. They do in our area. They still have softball leagues, the church softball leagues. Make it a big deal. Make it a family outing.
That sounds like way much more fun to me.
Oh, it is more fun. It is a lot of fun. We did that. We spent lots of days in High Point, Missouri. That's where the ball field was, and they'd have tournaments once a summer. They'd have a tournament. I mean, it was a long, hot day with little kids out there, but it was fun.
Don't have to drive 3 hours to the stadium?
You don't have to pay an arm and a leg to get in there. You can take a picnic lunch if you want, or you can support the concession stand. They've got hamburgers frying and grilling and hot dogs and brats and all that stuff. But
well, I don't think the Major League Baseball could survive without the rural folks, so
it's like they don't even know which side their bread is buttered on.
We need to teach them.
Yeah, that's what President Donald Trump said. You know, Sean Hannity gets on his show, I don't believe in boycotts. Well, of course he doesn't. I do. Your dollar talks. And it's like President Trump said, there's more of us than there is of them. And the more we assert ourselves, Candace Owens said at first she was afraid to speak up. And then she realized the more that she spoke, the braver she became and the easier it was and more people listened. Well, government of thugs by thugs and for thugs. This is what an article was this morning. And I don't know if you realize it there. She's hitting the Black Lives Matter and the situation where Kamala Harris last year before the election helped get them out of jail. I mean, they're burning and looting and killing police officers, and she helped get them out of jail. Well, these poor little kids, they're not little if you've looked at them lately. I mean, they're not little kids. It's kind of like all the babies coming across the border that AOC says they're just babies. Well, somebody is, but it's not them. America, you've got to start standing up. In this article, I'm just going to read one of these paragraphs here. She says, in our large cities run by the Democrats, those who legally held firearms are routinely released without bail, even after they have committed criminal acts. Illegals with multiple criminal offenses are encouraged to stay in the country under the Biden administration without any danger of deportation. But, and I want you to think here in Missouri, and you saw it all over this nation, the Murkowskis in St. Louis, that stood there with guns in their hands, just telling them, don't come here, don't do that, because they were threatening them in horrible ways. So, but lawful abiding citizens who are gun owners, the legal way, have earned the hostility of the Democrat Party, which holds these people, not real criminals, responsible for gun violence. If we could only remove firearms from these troublesome conservative voters while weakening and possibly defunding the police, this seems to be the message. We must be able to deal with the domestic crime. Now think about that. Think about the logic of the Democrats. We got to take all the guns away from the legal, honest people. It's okay if these criminals and illegal people come in here and have guns or whatever it is they have. And let's defund the police departments. That ought to work really well. What is being aimed at here is quite practical. The Democrats plan to punish people they hate. Those who cling to their Bibles and their guns, and if you remember that was an Obama quote, while turning a blind eye to the violence perpetrated by their present or would-be voters. Democrat politicians who do nothing to bring down crime, as in the cases of the district attorneys in Philadelphia and Los Angeles happily release violent criminals, are not displeasing Democrat voters. But these enablers of crime are kept securely in their possessions as they make war on the working and commercial classes. Middle America, have you figured it out yet? Middle class America, that the Democrat Party hates you. They want to do away with middle class America. It'll be rich, which is them, and poor, which is all the rest of us. They're going to promise to take care of you. That's what all communist dictators do. Biden doesn't have a clue what he's doing. That's obvious. Obama is the one calling the shots. Biden told Kamala she's in charge of this crisis on the border, but they won't call it a crisis, and she has no intentions of going down there. I kind of chuckle and I say it's because it's too dangerous. She's not going to go down there. It's because it's not a crisis to them. It's exactly what they planned it to be. Those illegal immigrants, the criminals coming across the border, not all of them are, but there are a lot of them that are, and it is criminals bringing them here. That's the Democrat communist way. And if they keep it up, the honest, red-blooded Americans will be outnumbered. And then what are you going to do? There'll only be one recourse at that point in time. And it ain't going to be pretty. It's time for every American to realize our skin color doesn't matter. Our character matters. And it's time for each one of us to say, here am I, send me. Make me a leader, Father. Make me a leader, and I will go. And that's the only way, patriot by patriot, citizen by citizen, that we can bring America home. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code Bethann, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is Bethann.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. That's 800-418-5778.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code Bethann and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I had a different show planned today, and then we kind of changed it around because we ended up having to make our announcement there in the first half. And I hope that all of you listening in Missouri will make a plan to come to the state capitol April 7th. That's this Wednesday. I know it's short notice, but in all fairness, I announced it last week, so you knew about it. John Bruner is going to be the featured speaker, and if you remember John Bruner, I've had him on the air several times, and he ran for senator here. I voted for him then. He ran for governor, and I voted for him then in the primaries. He did make it through the primaries, but he's a good man, a good Christian man, a Marine, and he'll be a good speaker on that day, and then the McCloskeys will be there as well. Well, American perspective. The Field of Dreams. I mentioned earlier that I wrote this piece last year. But we seem to be living in a land of nightmares with all of that has taken place. And not just in the last year. It has escalated, no doubt. But since the socialists got the apple cart upset and lost the election to Donald Trump, they knew then, if they didn't act quickly and set a plot to damn America, their game, would be over. Well, they have been exposed, but I'm concerned that Americans don't quite understand the gravity, the severity of it all. The game the politicians are playing is an existential threat, the true one to your way of life, to your freedom, your liberty, and actually to peace around the world. Look what's happened since Biden was installed as president. With baseball season in the air once again, we have been sucker punched in the gut. The American pastime is now a multi-billionaire dollar industry that looks past families and children and American citizens to see only global agendas, power, and communism, where the wealthy prevail if they behave And the rest of us, well, it doesn't really matter. Well, Patriots, I'm not talking baseball, but it's time to swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. When you're up to bat, you're on the defense, you're on the offense. We've been in the field, many in the outfield, playing defense and running hither and yonder, trying to chase all the hard balls the left has been batting, and they've been cheating and using a batting machine. We're in the second year of a pandemic, but it isn't really the China virus we should fear. It is our very own insurrectionist Democrats party and their multi-globalist comrades. The crisis that this pandemic has wrought on America has been a test of our strength and our fortitude. I hope that you're losing your patience with the Democrat leaders. When the going gets tough, the tough get going, that's an old saying. And when the situation becomes difficult, the strong and the determined will work harder, feverishly, and meet the challenge. This has always been the American way. We don't say, I can't do it. We say, how can it be done? While the Dems want Americans to stay in a lockdown, secluded and uneducated, patriots must rise and stand up and say, heck no. Americans must now rise to the challenges we face, whether on a personal level, community, or nationally. That's what heroes do. They find the way out of the darkness and they bring all safely back home. Bring Americans home. Back to their normal lives and their jobs and their families and vacations and baseball if they want to, concerts, shopping, walking in the park, whatever your normal might be. And this is not about the color of your skin. It's about your character. America can hit a home run, but not by sitting back. Unfortunately, there are those who are weak and easily manipulated. There are also those who are fooled for a time, but then their eyes will be opened and opened wide. Americans can't be fooled for long, especially when their livelihoods and their families are in danger. We as a people, our nation divided, and it's by design. It's a particular group of people. The Democrats want for power and governing change. These same people are now attempting to seize the moment to manipulate and abuse the situation and the people who are particularly vulnerable spot. The lockdowns they want to continue, even though things are much better. We know so much more. But they want to keep you hidden from the truth, or the truth hidden from you. Well, I did this last year, and I thought, well, I'm going to bring it out again today. James Earl Jones from Field of Dreams. America is that field of dreams. We don't have to give up the old norm. If you build it, he will come. People will come home, Sam. They'll come to American liberty for reasons they can't even fathom. They'll turn into their driveways knowing for sure they are at last home again. They'll arrive at their own door as innocent as children, longing for the past with a warm comfort in their spirit. Of course, they won't mind if you come on over. They'll offer you a refreshment and a chair to relax. They'll once again walk in their neighborhoods with their short sleeves on, for it is a perfect afternoon. They'll view familiar scenery along the paths they walk. There are benches over there where once upon they sat. They'll take this moment now in time to sit on the bench again and watch their friends and neighbors leisurely passing by. A nod of the head or the wave of a hand bids hello as well as goodbye. It'll be as if they'd dipped themselves in magic waters. They'll remember their heroes of days gone by. The memories will be so thick, they'll have to brush them away from their faces. Oh, people will come home, Sam. The one constant through all the years, Sam, has been the strength and liberty of Americans. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers, and time has passed way too quickly. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again, but American strength and liberty is forever marked in time. This street, this land, this nation, those stars and stripes, and yes, even that game called baseball is a part of who we are, Sam. It reminds us of all that once was good and that could be, most definitely will be again. Oh, people will come home, Sam. People will most definitely come home. You see, Sam, politicians did not build this nation, nor will they rebuild it now. It will be the people, those people you see, many, many people with talents and abilities who always see beyond the years and get the work done with their blood, sweat, and tears. America will come home, Sam. We the people, we will build this nation, and we will most definitely come home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.